Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the space where we unlearn self-sabotage, rewrite our inner stories, and rise into the woman we were always meant to be. Today's episode is one of the most important ones that I've shared because it's about something many of us have done for years without even realizing it. Emotionally abandoning ourselves. You know what I mean. You're there for everyone else. You listen, you support, you hold space, you give love. But when it comes to you, your feelings, your needs, your inner voice, you silence it. You push it down. You say, I'm fine, when you're breaking. You numb out, overthink, or distract yourself until the feeling passes, until the next one rises up again. And that, love, that's a wound. But here's the beautiful part. Wounds can become portals to power if we're willing to face them. So today, I want to talk about what emotional self-abandonment really looks like, where it comes from, and most importantly, how we start coming back home to ourselves. So grab your favorite drink, cozy up, and let's jump into it. Let's define it with clarity and compassion. Emotional self-abandonment is this. It's disconnecting from your feelings. It's silencing your truth. It's choosing comfort for others over honesty with yourself. It looks like ignoring your gut feeling when something feels off, saying yes when your entire body is saying no, brushing off your needs with, I'm probably overreacting, numbing out with scrolling, food, work, or keeping busy, seeking constant validation instead of self-soothing, feeling lonely even when surrounded by people. It's being physically present in your life, but emotionally, you're checked out. And I say this with love. That disconnection, it breeds anxiety. It creates resentment, and over time, it dims your light. Here's the thing. Most of us learn to abandon ourselves before we even knew we were doing it. Maybe you grew up in a home where there wasn't room for your emotions. Maybe you were told, stop crying, or don't be dramatic. Maybe you were praised for being the easy one, the strong one, the girl who never needed too much. And so you learned that your feelings were inconvenient, that your needs were a burden, that if you wanted to be loved, you had to self-edit. I know I did. For years, I played the low-maintenance girl. I kept the peace, smiled through the pain, tried to be who everyone needed me to be, even when it left me feeling hollow inside. But healing started the moment I stopped betraying myself to belong. So how do we break this pattern? How do we start choosing ourselves again? Here are five powerful ways to reconnect emotionally, and they have changed my life. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been craving real connection, growth, and a space where becoming your best self is the norm, you have to join us inside the Glow Up Guide Collective community. This is your safe space to heal, grow, and glow, surrounded by other women who get it. No more doing this alone. Your next level is waiting, and so are we. Tap the link in the show notes and come join the sisterhood, my girl. Number one, check in with yourself like you check in on a friend. Each morning or night, ask, How am I really doing right now? What emotion is trying to speak to me? Where do I need more compassion in my life? Use a voice memo. Use your journal. Use your breath. Just check in with yourself, your feelings, and your emotions. Number two, practice inner validation. When you feel something, don't rush to fix it or justify it. Just sit with it. Say, of course I feel this way. This feeling is valid, even if it's uncomfortable. My emotions are not too much. Validation heals what shame buried. Number three, give your inner child a seat at the table. Seriously, talk to her. That younger version of you who just wanted to be seen and heard and hugged, ask her, what do you need from me today? Then give it to her through rest, play, movement, or even softness. Number four, feeling without fixing. Your job is not to solve every emotion. It's to hold space for them. Whether that's a 10-minute cry session, a journaling dump, or putting your hand on your heart and saying, I'm not going anywhere, I am right here with you. That's reparenting yourself. That's emotional safety. Number five, start a self-reconnection practice. Each day, do one small thing that's just for you. A slow cup of tea while watching the sunrise. Dancing in your room while no one's watching. Saying no and not explaining why. Lighting a candle and breathing deeply for 3 minutes. Let it become a ritual that says, I matter. I'm not abandoning me today. I remember a day a few years ago when I hit emotional rock bottom. Girl, I had poured so much into work, relationships, and being the strong one that one day I just couldn't get out of bed. Not from tiredness, but from numbness. I had poured so much into my marriage at the time and making sure it looked perfect on the outside, when on the inside, it was abuse, emotional, physical, and mental. And at that point, I didn't know what I felt. I just knew I didn't feel like myself anymore. That was the wake-up call for me. The moment I realized I was completely disconnected from me, I wasn't doing any of the things I loved to do anymore. And to be honest, I didn't even know what those things were. I had no clue what I even enjoyed doing or what I loved. I was completely lost and out of touch with myself. I knew to start crawling out of this hole, I had to start somewhere. So, like always, I started small. Journaling my feelings without judgment. Saying, I'm not okay today, out loud. Choosing rest instead of proving. I had to start with a lot of prompted journals to start to find out who I was again. And then I realized I was having to learn a whole new version of me because that old version of me, she was gone. But by taking back my voice and starting to speak up for myself again while learning new things about myself every single day, I learned how bad I had self-abandoned myself before and promised myself no matter what, I wouldn't do it again. No matter what, I wouldn't leave myself behind ever. It wasn't a glow up overnight, but it was a homecoming, little piece by piece. You are not weak for feeling deeply. You are not broken for struggling to connect. You're not too much, too emotional, too needy. You're a whole worthy woman learning to love herself again. And from this moment on, I want you to promise something. No more ghosting your own heart. No more hiding your pain to make others comfortable. No more putting yourself last. Because the woman you're becoming, she doesn't run from herself. She stays. She softens. She rises. And she glows. Because she's finally home. If this episode cracked something open for you, know that I am so proud of you. Tag me on Instagram at glowupguidecollective and tell me, how are you choosing to stay with yourself this week? And don't forget to grab your free Glow Up Guide Starter Kit in the show notes. It's filled with tools, journal prompts, and rituals to help you reconnect and realign. Until next time, choose you, trust you, and keep becoming her, my girl. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.